on the greeting when you meet in Yerushalayim somebody the day after Purim, it's so in Shulchan Aruch it says the Tayv Lev finishes off the Shaila and Purim falls in Adarishan. When there's an Adarishan, Adarshani, what the halachas are of Adarishan? Is there a Suda? Is there not a Suda? So the Rama says, Mishkanach Gemina, the Tayv Lev Mishta Tomit. So I wish you all of Afreilechem Tomit. The emphasis is that we didn't say Tachman today. Somebody who's sitting Shiva, Laleinu, doesn't sit Shiva today. This is the only day in the year which is such a strange feeling. There's no special mitzvahs today at all. But Chanukah, one person sits Shiva, if I'm not mistaken. Today, it's not a Yom Tov, seemingly, but yet there's no Shiva. If there's no Shiva, then it is a Yom Tov. If it's Asurim Behesped Vitanis and there's no Nichum Aval, there's no Shiva on such a day, so it is a Yom Tov. So what's the aspect of this Yom Tov is that the Chazal gave us this Yom Tov, they gave us 2 days of Yom Tov. One of the days we have a mitzvah, the four mitzvahs of Mishlech Monas, Megillah, Matanat Avyanim, and Suda. And the other day is a day where it's still a Yom Tov and there's no Suda. There's no mitzvah tayyim. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says that one should be marba the Suda, and that's why the minig is amongst all of us that we start the Suda quite late on Purim afternoon, and we carry on into the night of Shushan Purim night, because that way you get also the Suda carrying on into the day of Shushan Purim. In fact, in Yerushalayim, when I used to live there, they were makpid to start the Suda early on Shushan Purim afternoon, in order that you'd finish the Suda. Pretty much finished the Suda in time for night, because there's no Inyan to carry on in tonight. Whereas here there is a special Inyan to carry on in tonight, because unlike on the first night of Purim where there's no Inyan to make a Suda by night, there's no mitzvah to make the Suda by night. In fact, you're not Suda's Purim shasa balayla la yase decha vase. But when it comes to Shushan Purim, the Ikke is that one should fry this, one should be to freedom, one should appreciate, and Shporch has missed him. Being that the case, I feel it's obligatory at least to be bearish in Yonah Shalyo. So let's start like this. I entitled this the Eternity of Purim, it's a Afreilich and Tumid, and that's what we're trying to do. Carry it on into the year. The mitzvah of Purim is mainly B'yayin. Mishta Ayayin, that's the Suda. The Suda is B'yayin. Now it's very strange. Normally on Yom Kippur, for example, the ladies have a minhag, they don't wear gold. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol didn't wear gold. Why didn't the Kohen Gadol wear gold? When he went, Lifnai v'Liflim, Ein Katega Nasa Sanega. If that means, Ein Katega Nasa Sanega, means the thing that we did the Avera with, cannot go and do the Kapara with. The thing that we did the Avera with was the Egel. The Egel had the Dizahav, because they did it with gold. And as a result of that, we sinned. You cannot expect Kalifal to achieve a Kapara with gold. Now, where did the sin of Klal Yisrael, which caused them this terrible decree of destruction, come about from? So the Sayyai. We came, we partook of the Suda Bachashverish, and we enjoyed the Yain Malchus, I should have said the Megillah handy. The Yain Malchus Rav, Kiyad HaMelech, Vashtiyah Kadosh Ein Oynus. That was the sin. So how is it possible that the mitzvah Sayyayim is the Thorn Shushikir? How is it possible that the mitzvah is Chayv Adam Chayv Inish Lipsumay Bapuri Adra Yada? How is it possible that our mitzvah is the mitzvah of Mishteh, to Yishteh Yosef Minimudai, and the Velz of Yishteh Yosef Minimudai, maybe a length? How is it possible that there is such a mitzvah that a person should have to drink? Ain't a pega, not a sanega. Question number one. Okay, let's move on. Question number two already brings us into a Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Hilchas Megillah. Hilchas Megillah page based halacha yudches finishes off like this: Kol Sifrei Anaviim, very famous Rambam. Kol Sifrei Anaviim v'chol aksuvim, all Naviim, all aksuvim, asidim libotel lemoitz Hamashiach. They won't be relevant lemoitz Hamashiach. They'll be bottle lemoitz Hamashiach. Chutz me Megillat Esther, except for Esther. Harehi kayemes, it is existing. It will continue to exist. Chachamisha chum sheitera, like the five books of the Torah. Okay, Hilchas Shal Torah, and like the Halachas Shal Torah Shal Balpeh of Balpeh, She'ein on Betelim La'ilam, that will never be bottled. And the Rambam even continues, Va'abalpi, She'kol Zichrin Atzorei Si'bottle, even if people will forget about all the other troubles that we've had Shenema, because it's going to say, it says in the pasuk, Ki nishkichu atzaret harishonos, all the first tzaret will become forgotten, v'chinistru me'enai, and they'll be covered up from my eyes. Yimei ha-purim le'yivatlu. Purim will never become bottle. Shenema, v'yimei ha-purim ha'ela le'yavru mitecha Yehudim. As we say, the days of Purim will never go away from the Yehudim. V'zichrom le'yosef v'zarom, and their remembrance will never be forgotten. Beautiful piece of Rambam. Almost a beautiful piece of Rambam. Purim is a Yom Tov which is never going to go away. The Rambam is quoting it from a Medrash. The Medrash says, it's a Medrash in Mishlei, Medrash Shechatov. I didn't bring it with me. I forgot to bring it with me. But the Medrash says it's slightly different. It says like this: Kol Amoyadim Asidim Li Bottle. All Yom Tovim are going to become bottle except for Purim. Now, that is a direct contradiction to this Rambam. There seems to be, the Kesef Magid Mishnah says that this is the Makayr of this Rambam. The Rambam says, let's just get this very clear. The Rambam says like this: all the books of Nevi'im and Ksuvim will become bottle, except for Megillat Esther, because that's going to be like Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And then he says, all the other Tzaras will be forgotten, but Purim, the troubles and the salvation of Purim will always be remembered. That means the Rambam is saying that Torah, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, that's there to stay. Nevi'im will go, Ksuvim will go, Megillat Esther will stay. Clear in the Rambam that Chamisha Chumshei Torah is here to stay. Okay? Now, what's said in Medrash? Kol Amoyadim Asidim Li Bottle. All Yom Tovim are going to become bottle except for Purim. Where do you say Moyadim? How do you know to keep Moyadim? Moyadim is written in the Torah. So how is it possible to say Kalamaidim Asidim Ibatul, Varehein, and except for Purim, and say that's the Makar of this Rambam? The Medrash is the Medrash Pliya. How can it be that the Maidim will become bottle? The Torah says it's not going to become bottle. Chamisha Chumshei Torah are always going to be there to stay. Problem number two. And of course, maybe we have to try and sort out Bachal, why should Purim Taka not be bottle? What's so special about Purim that it's not going to be bottle? If we see that there's something in Purim that's not going to be bottle, that means there's something in Purim that carries with it a ring, a tone of lasted lavoi. Because obviously if something is, Nevi'im are going to be bottle, why are they going to be bottle? Because they're not relevant anymore. We won't need the Musa of Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, we won't need that Musa. If Purim is still going to continue to exist, that means there's something there which is going to be relevant even lasted love. Obviously, if something's not going to be bottled, it's there, relevant lasted love. Okay. Finally, this question is a question. A good Yekish boy like me shouldn't be asking this question. Or maybe Shadaka be asking this question. Shira Malas, Bishuv Hashem Esavistia, in Ayina Kechalman. Oz Yimalais Chayt Pino. When Mashiach comes, when the Gula Asida will happen, will be full of schayt. There's no place for schayt in a Jewish person's life. Why schayt? I mean, what are we up to? It's schayt. That's what we're waiting for. We're waiting to be able to come to the Gula Asida. Why are we waiting for that? Well, they can and lachen. What's the big deal? Why are we waiting for it? Is that what we're waiting for? That's what we're waiting for. I haven't got a hesbah yet for this. Maybe we'll see later. But if we can hear that Ozimale Schoit Pino, that that's what we're waiting for, La'asid Lavoi, then there must be that if Purim, the mitzvah is Schoit, then there must be something in Purim which is Me'in La'asid Lavoi. Because just like Ozimale Schoit Pino, the Purim, if there is such a mitzvah, must be Me'in La'asid Lavoi. Let's try and understand it. If you look at the Purim story, so we've asked three or four questions. Number one, we ask, Ein Kategen Nasa Fanega, what are we doing with having wine? Yom Kippur, we don't use gold because of Ein Kategen Nasa Fanega, and here we're using wine to celebrate. Number two, the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Kol Tikra Nevi'im Osed Libatul, and except for Purim, what's so special about Purim? And it seems to be contradicting to the Medrash. The Medrash says, the Yom Tovim a bottle. And finally, Algim Olif Seik Pinet, Dus Vatman. What's happening here? What's Purim? And by those we're saying we're seeing some sort of Me'en La'asid Lavoi over here. Let's take a look at the Purim story. If we look at the Purim story, everything which was a cause for bad was a, became a cause for good. Oh, but literally everything. For example, let's take a few things. The Suda, where the Klal Yisrael sat down and partook of this Suda. They sinned at that Suda, and Menu Misudas and Shalai Tirasha was Machayev the Misa. At that very Suda, the Yeshua was came about. At that very Suda, Vashti was taken to be killed, and the possibility for leaving open the possibility for Esther, Haman was the person who gave the idea at the Suda to have Vashti killed. The Nishba Piskam Amelach Kirabohi. Says the Gemara, what does it mean, Kirabohi? What's so great about this? Says the Gemara, Il Mole Igris Vishonis, the Nishtairu Misonen, Shalitrol, Soriz Apolit. They said this king is such an idiot, he has to send out letters to tell us that we should be, the wife should respect the husband. So take it easy. If he starts sending out letters, we just have to make sure that he really means that. So they didn't go out and kill the Jews straight away. When they got the next letter saying that they can go ahead and kill the Jews, they said, well, take it easy. This guy is somebody, you know, you have to make sure that he doesn't have charot the next morning and we'll get into trouble for it. So because of that, Klal Yisrael continued to exist. The Haman's idea to go and hang Mordechai La'ita Shehechim Lai, he ended up being hung on that thing, on that tree. The whole way through, you see, there's each point has the possibility, Haman becoming great, is the possibility for a downfall of Klal Yisrael becomes in the end the sibah for the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. Each thing which seems to be a point which is going to cause us trouble ends up being a point which has a turnabout and causes us our Yeshua. Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu do it in such a way? So that's a mahalach of Yeshua, a mahalach of Tzara. Why is it that over here we find the whole story intertwined one with each other, the Yeshua plus the Tzara, the whole way through, speaking to us? Sorry? Oh, what is Nochash? Mitzvah Hashem. We'll see. I'll come back to that at the end of this. What did Klal Yisrael sin by going to Ahasuerus' party? What was the big sin by going? But the Renesiva says, Vashtiya Kados, means Kados Shal Teira, Sivan Kusha Essen. They even had a Jewish butler there to make sure there shouldn't be Yain Nesach. Malcha was the butler often. They made sure that everything was Mamish Gevaldik. It was Mamish Lamahadrim and Lamahadrim. If anybody would come to the roof to ask him, to tell me, why can't I go to the Suda? It'd be very hard to explain why with Usa. There wasn't even, in Monas Halevi says, there wasn't even music there by the Suda, because you can't, there's two reasons he gives. But one reason, very posh upshot, he says, because you can't keep everybody happy, because music is something you've got to have going over the whole hall. You get a chasna, sometimes it's too loud, it's too quiet, the younger born one wants it louder, and the older ones are younger, it's quieter. You can't make everybody happy with music. So therefore there was no music at the party. Some of the goyim will want pop music, and they even will want chavayis. So everybody has their own ideas what's good for music. There was no music. Everything was made kusha mamish kusha vayusha. So that's the case. So what was so terrible? I mean, they were quite clear. If you take a look at the history of Klal Yisrael, there's something unbelievable. Klal Yisrael were 800 years in Eretz Yisrael before they went into Galus. I mean, through the Mishkan until they had the Bais HaMikdash was 400 years. There was never a decree to destroy Klal Yisrael during all those times. And Klal Yisrael were over terrible averis, avodah zarah, gilui aroish, shfichas damim, terrible, terrible things. The Nasha killed tons of people. Klal Yisrael did terrible things. There was never a decree to destroy Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael go for 70 years to Galus Bavel, and they're away. You know, they're not even doing averis. They're not even the paltrin shel melech. You know, if you do something in the king's palace, it's much worse. So if Klal Yisrael were away from Eretz Yisrael, you seemingly think that they should be less responsible for their actions, and yet there was a decree of destruction for partaking of a kusha suda. What's so terrible? It's Leila Beis, because the suda was a celebration of the destruction of Klal Yisrael. That was the suda. The suda was a celebration by Ahasuerus that Klal Yisrael had finished their 70 years, Akash Bob is not going to redeem them again. The Klal Yisrael had finished to exist. Anybody who partakes in such a suda is saying, Kivu Yachol doesn't exist anymore. Hiskin, like Haman said, Yeshnei am Echad, and they said to him, Yoshnei min ha-mitzvot, and the people, the advisors said to Haman, how can you do such a thing? Do you not know there was a good, this God took him out of Mitzrayim and did Kriyas Yamsuf and everything? So he said, Kviyachol Hizkin. Now, what does it mean, Kviyachol Hizkin? He hasn't got a shaykhus anymore to Klal Yisrael. He's already out of this world, Kviyachol. And Klal Yisrael going there, celebrating this Suda, are really celebrating what Haman played out later. They're celebrating that point. And therefore,
they know that why they had the Suda.
Well, Ahasuerus wore the big day corner of the Suda. That's what he was wearing. The Kalim, Mikalim shown him. He went out. Sorry? He was celebrating the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That means there wouldn't be another Beis HaMikdash, which means the Klal Yisrael would cease to exist. Our whole existence today, we don't make a chesed how many times we mention the Beis HaMikdash in our davening. That's the magnet that really holds us right through our Golas, is the aim there, the either the Beis HaMikdash existing or the fact that we're Mis'abel al Chorbanah, but we're holding on to it. A celebration that is not going to happen again is the celebration of a complete end of Klal Yisrael. So really, by us joining into that Suda, is really saying that we've lost our Hashgacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're now back into the Derech HaTeva, and we're finished. So if we go to the Derech HaTeva, then Taka, we're lost. And Haman has got opportunity to say, Yeshnei Amechad, and Karol Ben Karol, Mikre, we've got no Shaykhus to Klal Yisrael, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As soon as Klal Yisrael, now here's the Moedika point, HaKadosh Abadah was not his kin. Hakshbochu was there. He was waiting for us to recognize him. And this is the special nest that happened at Purim over here. As soon as we elevated ourselves and we recognized name, Sinishbazo, we had to do Tshuva, Divrei HaTzemes was our custom, and we recognized that Hakshbochu does exist, so how are you meant to explain the fact that we're in Golus? How are you meant to explain L'chayra HaShveirish Haman have a taina here? With Klal Yisrael, we're living in Eretz Yisrael, they could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly. If they could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly in front of them, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. If you can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, if we can't see him, so he's not there. So he's gone, so therefore, our father, we're entitled to join in HaKadosh celebration because we're lost, we might as well assimilate. So where is the mistake here? What is the big mistake here? What was Nisgale in Purim that is the tikkun over here? What is Nisgala in Purim is a tremendous thing, and that is min anisim asdolim amfusomim adam moida benisim anistarim. As over the Ramban book and Sof Pashas Boy, she'ein lecha, as the Ramban says, there is nothing in the world which is a mikra. There is nothing in the world which is yotzei min hanhaga shel olam, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't decree on. A person comes to recognition when he does tshuva. This is what Klal Yisrael recognize. That even though it looks like they're in Golus, and even though it looks as though it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kviyachol is completely withdrawn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is there bePnimius HaHashgacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there behind it all, really conducting and running everything. That means everything which really looks like Derech HaTeva, Mikra, thing, everything is going and we're lost, really inside that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is busy arranging the Yeshua, that as soon as we're prepared to recognize, everything is there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking after us. That is a tremendous, tremendous Gilui, that really everything which is there, which looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there, really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. In fact, this is the point that Me'ein La'osid Lavoi. Let me say it like this. La'osid Lavoi, a person will come to a Mitzvah Shem Mashiach will come, and to Zan, Freilich, and Leibedik. We should all be Zeicha to partake in that. We're now going to look back at 2,000 years of Tzoris. What's going to be, how are we going to relate to those 2,000 years of Tzoris, a terrible Tzoris that Klal Yisrael went through until Mashiach came? What's our relationship going to be to those 2,000 years of Tzoris? In fact, I'll ask you another point. The state, the Chazal says, Mora says, the world is split up into three sections. Shnei Alafim Tayu, that's till Avraham Avinu came along. Shnei Alafim Torah, that's till Chum Bayis Sheni. Shnei alafim Yemois HaMashiach. 2,000 years of Yemois HaMashiach. Yichonish Gezein Kafei Tozen Yorfin Yemois HaMashiach. Neither. Where is the 2,000 years of Yemois HaMashiach? What's going to be with all this Tzoris that we've been through? Let me read you out a passage in Yishayim Zechariah. It says, V'hoya Kasheloi Zanachtim. The Pasuk says, it will be, just like, it will be, V'hoya B'lash and Simcha, just like I haven't left you during this time of Golus. La'atid lava, when Hashem is going to redeem us, he's going to redeem us with the lashon of v'haya, with the lashon of simcha v'haya. Now haya means it was. V'haya means v'vahipuch, and it will be. Zit the if you use such a lashon, that means that you're going to take all the haya and make into v'haya. But the name of the alatzuris, and Hashem will show us how alatzuris, which looked like something mamish terrible, were really the way to bring us to be right, to be ready for the Geula. In other words, we're going to see a complete Purim situation over here. We're going to see how everything looked like that is really going to be good. The reason why we rejoice on Purim in such a way of masks and tzchayk is because, if you imagine, when do you start laughing? You see somebody, you know, imagine the Queen would be walking down here and suddenly she'd slip on a banana peel, she'd fall down. The island would burst out laughing. Now, if you're a subject of the Queen, you know, you should really be, you know, feeling with her, you know, unfortunate situation that she's found herself in. But you wouldn't, you laugh. Why do you laugh? Because if you find something which is a complete unexpected contrast, then that causes a person to laugh. A person goes through the poem story and everything seems to be going all the way to the destruction of Klal Yisrael, and suddenly everything turns about. And everything which we thought was a sibah to cause us trouble suddenly turns out to be their mazcha with a shteidaten and a zuk metornish bikin, and he's really the cause of all our sorrows. He turns out, Klal Yisrael listened to him, and he turns out to be the cause of the Yeshua. Everything which turns out, which looks like one thing, turns out to be something else, that causes tzchayk. La'asid lavoi, we're going to be, Hashem will take everything that we went through. It's not just going to be nebuch that we went through, or what we went through. Hashem will use everything that we had going through now is really a zriya for la'asid lavoi. And we're going to be able to be zaycha to understand that. In other words, it's going to be Purim for us. It's going to be al yimalei tzchayk bino. We'll be able to enjoy and appreciate everything that we suffered will become, in fact, a cause of Pesach for Yeshua. With that in mind, we can now look back at the other two, the first question. We ask, normally there's a rule of Ein Katega Nasa Sanega. There's only a rule of Ein Katega Nasa Sanega if the Katega still remains a Katega. If the goal that we did is still something that can cause us sin. But if Klal Yisrael comes to such a Madrega that really the Sud of Achashverosh turns out to be the cause of the Gula, in other words, as the Nativity says, that a person who tells Dalva Veda, Zdenus Nasa Nekis Chuyas. He says, if you want to look at an example of Zdenus Nasa Nekis Chuyas, look at the Megillah. Look there. What does Zdenus Nasa Nekis Chuyas mean? It means that everything you did wrong becomes faket as chus for you. What does it mean comes as chus for you? Because you came close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that. So therefore, that became the way you came close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yayin that was the cause of our Veda brought us to a new recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adar, which was the Chodesh, which is furthest away from Nisan, the furthest away from the Ashkocha, the furthest away, and the one which is most Sibah, that we should be Tachash Milshem Mishelef Hagoyim and Tachash Shulchan Hagoyim. Forget, Mishi Yesh Ledin Bahadar, Mishi Yesh Ledin Midagoy Zalad Zachtin in Adar. Why is that Adar? Adar is the furthest away from Nisan. Nisan is the Gula, the Zman, which you make a din with a guy. What's that in Adar? Well, Adar is their Chodesh, because we found in the biggest Hester, Hamagetraf in the Rabbi Nishleilam. In the biggest kisui, we showed that the biggest kisui is nothing other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Einayid Mubada. We showed that really what looks like complete teva is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the case, we can now go and answer the Rambam. We asked the first chelik of the Rambam. We asked two things in that Rambam. First of all, why is the Purim not going to be bottled? But I think we've explained that because Purim carries with it an aspect of La'asid Lavei. Purim carries with it a ring of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us the Yeshua and it's Hashem, where we're going to appreciate how all the tzoros that we had are really a Pesach Kula, a Kinishkuchu Kula tzoros, they're going to be the same aspect as Purim. That's one thing. But I ask the Kasha like this. It says, Kala Moyadim Masidim Nibatu Chutzmi Purim. And now how's that possible? Kala Moyadim Masidim Nibatu. That's a beautiful explanation. How will we celebrate at the moment when we sit down to the Seder table and your child asks you what happened, you know, the 400 years, the 200 years, the Klal Yisrael worked hard. So we don't appreciate, we cannot appreciate, we can tell our children that Klal Yisrael worked very hard, there was a Kura Barzel. But we can't really appreciate how those 210 years that Klal Yisrael suffered in them, that Klal Yisrael were murdered and 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died, we can't see how that really is the preparation for the Gola. We can understand that Shrofa says it was a Kura Barzel. and we accept that. But we don't see it clear. We cannot see it clear. So therefore, our Pesach carries with it a Pesach of Olam Hazeh. Ashvus la Olam Hazeh. Ayum Kippur, Ein Kategor Nasus Haneges, all Olam Hazeh is the Masav. La'asid Lavoi, we're going to be in the Masav of Purim. That means the La'asid Lavoi, we're going to be able to see how every step of Olam Hazeh was really a Tzmicha for the Yeshua. That means we'll be able to see how every step of our Golus and Mitzrayim was really a Masav of Purim. Every step was really the beginning of the Yeshua. We can't understand how that is. Hashem gave us a little blick into understanding, a little chance to understand it with Purim, the story of Purim. We should know that La'asid Lavoi, all our Yomim Tovim are going to carry that aspect. So when it says in Chazal, the Medrash says, Kol HaMoedim Asidim Libatel, it doesn't mean Libatel entirely. Harein Taket Chamishachum Shetorah, that's how the Rambam's learning it off. Chamishachum Shetorah is always going to exist. But the dimension that our Yom Tov takes on now is going to be Batel. That type of dimension is going to be completely different. Like the Yomer Oid, Chai Hashem Asher Tesi Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and Chai Hashem Asher Tzitzicha Me'eretz Sofer, and as the Pesukim say, as the Shmuel took us out from all the Golis, all that's going to come part of the big Gula of the Gamla Chazay Asher Yavoid, the Gamla Rabbis Kala Golis, that all that is going to become part of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, La'asid Lavoi. And how we're going to celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim on Tezvav Nissan, when Mashiach comes, when the Gula Asida will happen, there will be with a completely new dimension. So therefore it is Kol HaMoedim Asidim Libatel. The Rambam learns up the Kol HaMoedim. The Medrash says like this, Kol HaMoedim Asidim Libatel Chutz Mipurim. The Rambam seems to say something completely different, because he says, Kol HaMoedim Sifra and Aviyim V'Aksumim Asidim Libatel Chutz Mipurim V'Esta V'Arein K'Chamisha Chumshi Torah. And that's where the Rambam learns up. We're saying that the Rambam learns up. That means Kol HaMoedim Asidim Libatel means the aspect that we have in them. And therefore, they are like Chamisha Chumshi Torah. About the Pesach will continue to exist. About the Shavuos and Sukkot, anything which is written in the Torah will be exist. But the depth we'll have in it will be completely different depth. We'll have a depth of Ozzy Molis, Chaypino, and we should all be Zeichat to partake in that, and we should be able to be Zeichat to rejoice. But Mishta Yain will be able to see how all our Soros and Allahs will be Nishchuk al Soros, and that Allah will all be able to dance and keg in Mashiach to Tain. Amen.